Hello, you've reached Dial a Story at the Washington County Public Library. Today's story is Bike On, Bear, by Cynthia Liu, illustrated by Christina Litton, read by Rick McVeigh. In accordance with copyright, all rights reserved. Bear was no ordinary cub. He was brainier than a monkey, more flexible than a python, and more helpful than a brigade of beavers. But Bear had a very hairy problem. He couldn't ride a bike, not even with training wheels. Not even with Daddy pushing him along.
I'm going to let go now. Ready?
Not even with 10 of his best friends helping.
Pedal, Bear, pedal! Brakes, Bear, brakes!
The situation was unbearable. Then it got worse. A brand new park opened. Bear read the sign. Fly your kites, picnic in the park, ride your bikes on our bike path. No training wheels allowed.
Bike path? Said his friends. All right.
Bear gulped. Bear was desperate. He wanted to ride with his buddies. His mother gave him a big bear hug.
Try the library, dear, she suggested. You can learn anything there.
Eureka! He found a book. Learn to ride a bike in 4 days. Day 1, get to know your bike. Day 2, practice your balance. Day 3, believe in yourself. Day 4, don't think about it too much.
On day 1, Bear studied his bike from end to end. Wheels, check. Handlebars, check. Brakes, check. Bell, ding. Next, he ran some scientific calculations. Bear was ready. He got on.
Whop!
He fell over.
Maybe you'll get it next time, buddy.
That evening, Bear went to a science fair. While he presented his project, he wondered what had gone wrong with the bike that day.
Hadn't he studied every part? Analyzed everything?
Was he just not smart enough? On day 2, Bear practiced his balance. He carefully placed a glass of water on his head and got on the bike. He put one foot on the pedal and then the other. He fell over.
Splash!
Bear grrrr.
Just keep trying, champ.
That evening, Bear went to a gymnastics meet. As he tiptoed across the beam, he wondered what had gone wrong with the bike this time.
Why was balancing so hard?
Bear did a backward pike somersault.
The crowd cheered.
On day 3, Bear believed in himself.
I can do this, he said.
He imagined himself riding a bike. He stuck notes to his bathroom mirror. He even dressed for the part. He got on his bike and he fell over. That evening, Bear didn't believe in himself at all. His science project exploded. His triple back paw spring was a disaster, and he couldn't even help out a fellow bear with a broken chair.
I don't know how to put it back together, guys. I give up.
The next day, Bear trudged toward the library to return the book. Suddenly, a goat shouted from the park.
Help! My kid is getting carried away!
There on the end of a kite was a tiny goat kid. Bear ran some calculations.
Distance? Height? Wind speed?
There wasn't much time. He spotted a bike nearby.
Wheels? Check. Handlebars? Check. Brakes? Check. Ding!
He jumped on and blasted off. And most importantly, he didn't think about it too much. Bear tiptoed onto the seat, launched into a triple back paw spring, and nabbed the kid in the air.
You did it! Hooray, Bear! That was some riding!
Bear blushed. Bear was no ordinary cub. In fact, Bear could do practically anything.
Bike on, Bear!
Except maybe swim.